Do you know what, Dave? I was right originally. I just should have kept my mouth shut. Should have kept my mouth shut. Talking about the mobos or the mowos or the mofos, which was the
music of French origin.
Yeah. Why, and why should we ignore them?
Yeah.
Show the taxi.
Daft Fine. Punk.
Exactly. To name just two French artists. Give us another one, Rach. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. Oh, who's the keyboard fella?
Mike Lindup from Level 42.
No, not him. He's not French.
Chris Lowe from
Petro Boys.
Jean-Michel Jarre. Him with the lasers.
Is he French?
Yeah, he's French proper. Or is he Belgian?
Sounds, well, oh, Jean-Michel.
And Jean-Claude Van Damme is Belgian. He's not French. He's the Muscles from Brussels, obviously.
Yeah, but I think they only called him the Muscles from Brussels because it rhymed.
No,
he's called Jean-Claude, therefore he must be French.
But you see, there are some French-sounding people in Belgium as well, because it's sort of near France.
A couple of texts came in. Well, many text messages have come in since I had my little outburst about the mobos. And sadly, a few people not understanding what my point was at all, including Sharon. Thanks for texting in, Sharon, having a bit of a rant at me. Didn't really understand what I was talking about. And her text reads like this. Historically, black artists have struggled for recognition. Musicians, actors, writers, etc. It's about time we celebrated our artists. Look at what happened in the 50s with rock and roll. Black artists unable to play on the same bill as white artists. I don't know what that means. Then she goes, let's see if you're going to ring Corinne Bailey Ray or Lamar with what you just said this morning. What? What's... Hang on a second. All of a sudden, this woman's got me burning crosses in a hood. Mm. And I'm like, hey, what's the 50s thing got to do with what I said? All I said was, I don't understand what music of black origin is. I don't understand it.
Because of we've had this discussion before.
Rock and roll, right?
Rock and roll takes its roots from rhythm and blues, which obviously is a form of black music or a music of black origin. And so all things essentially can be traced to that. As somebody points out on here, it's basically everything except opera and Enya.
Opera and Enya, who, by the way, Radio 1's new weekend signing.
Yeah.
They're going to be on doing their brand new show. Hi, I'm Opera.
And I'm Enya.
And you can join us this weekend. So there's that text, which kind of got me on a bit. But luckily, then some text messages came in, which made me smile. The text number is 81199, by the way, if you want to text in. Our text number to Radio 1, we've worked out, it's not a million miles away from GMTV's. So whenever the topic of the day is on GMTV, we will get the text. Now, sometimes it takes your brain a few seconds to work out, when you're reading the text in the studio, that it's not actually meant for us, it's meant for GMTV. Which is why I smiled when I read, I'm 22 now, but when I was younger, if I'd have done something really wrong, my parents would smack me on the backside. And I've read that as I go, why would you share that with me?
This is why we get texts about single parents and eating disorders and stuff like that, you know.
So, I thought it was just some kind of kinky text. I got smacked to the backside. Do you like smacking on the backside? Do you know, that kind of thing. But luckily, it wasn't.
Do you think they get our text
as well?
Actually,
it says, does Dave enjoy a spanking? That's how the text ends, so maybe it's not GMTV.
Do you think they must get our text as well, then?
They might do, yeah. Mm. So, talking about spanking this morning, here's a text which comes in from Tomo, the truck driver on the M1, and he says, oi oi Savaloy, now then fatty chops, can we have some kooks? Thanks for your text there. 7:25.